It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the hog market shapes up today. The Midwest Direct hog markets are called mostly steady to weaker on expectations of slow demand after the Easter holiday. 7 to 8 plants were reported closed today for the holiday. That could limit buying interest. Also, most plants are said to be full through at least the middle of the week. Peoria called steady today, top price of 28. They say demand is uncertain on the first day back. Packers seem to have plenty of hogs through at least the first half of the week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 13,389. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $49.50. The weighted average was $48.06. That was up 67 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $33.11 to $38.even. The weighted average was $36.70. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 16,088. The base price range was $40.50 to $51.35. The weighted average was $49.72, down a dime from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $30.79 to $39.50. The weighted average was $37.69.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We'll take a look at how overnight trading fared as we enter this Monday trading day on the open outcry on the Chicago Board of Trade and Mercantile Exchange. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Brian Mann of, Brian Maple of FC Stone in Indianapolis. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, first off, talk about the U.S. Midwest, where we had some more wintry weather, not quite looking at spring conditions across the upper Midwest. We had a narrow band of heavy snow that fell Friday into Saturday through North Dakota, or northern portions of South Dakota, southern North Dakota, and through southern Wisconsin, and obviously northern Illinois, all the way across to northern Ohio. Some snowfalls up to 18 inches in northeastern South Dakota, southeastern Wisconsin, and southwestern Michigan picked up anywhere up to about a foot of snow. The moisture totals in that snow between a quarter and three quarters of an inch, with local amounts over an inch. That's the liquid equivalent. And again, very wet conditions across most of the Midwest. Flooding will continue in portions of the lower Midwest for at least several more days, with standing water persisting in some low-lying fields into at least the first week to 10 days of April, and some low-lying wheat in portions of the region has likely been lost. A couple days of mostly dry weather will follow the wet conditions over the weekend, and that will allow flooding to recede before it looks like another period of wet weather begins Wednesday. Frequent disturbances for the first half of the week will generally move across the northern portions of the Midwest, but then the situation for flooding is expected with a frontal system that moves in and becomes stationary somewhere around the Ohio River. So we'll keep an eye on that. Flood potential will increase late this week across the upper Midwest as the melting snowpack and the expected rainfall will raise the river and stream levels. Across the southeastern U.S., things have been looking pretty nice. Portions of the northern delta will continue to see flooding this week, with some of the winter wheat crop expected to be lost or damaged, and flooding expected to expand southward along the Mississippi River later this week as the runoff from the flooding situation to the north starts to move down there. But aggressive planting should occur in the southern areas of the Delta and in the southeastern states through Friday. And that's when a series of disturbances starts to move in and bring chances for rain across the southeastern U.S. Frequent rounds of rain from Friday through the first week in April will induce some delays in planting, but the rain should not be as heavy as the rain to the north, and that should not cause much in the way of serious setbacks as the long, dry, wet, warm weather occurs for a few days between each rain event. Flooding in the northern delta will slowly recede next week. In areas that are getting into the heart of their harvest, and that would be Brazil and Argentina, Favorable weather outlook remains for Brazil's grain and oilseed crops for the next couple weeks. Rain intensity and frequency slowly decreasing, favoring better crop maturation and harvest progress. Precipitation will continue on a near-daily basis in the center-south and northern crop areas this week. But that's not unusual for this time of year. The rain will not occur all day long, and most of it will occur as scattered showers and thunderstorms during the late afternoon and evening hours. As far as Argentina, rain was greater than expected during the extended holiday weekend, with almost 90% of the nation affected at one time or another. The moisture will help to assure a fine late-season crop development, and that will continue into early April. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade now, where we see the wheat contract for May in Kansas City at 10:15 on the open overnight, down 17 cents. Last traded up 12 and a quarter. The July contract at 10:16 and a quarter on the open, down three quarters. Last trade up 10 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago opened overnight unchanged at 9.87 and a half. Last traded up 17 and a half cents. July 9.73 and a half, up 7. Last trade up 9. The September 9.85, up 1. Last trade up 18 and three quarters. December wheat 9.98 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter on the open. Last trade up 17 and a half. March at 10.15 and a quarter for next year, up 11 and a quarter. Last trade up 11 and a quarter. In the corn pit, May, the nearby contract opened overnight at 5.09 and three quarters, up 2 and a quarter cents. Last trade up 6 and three quarters. July 5.21 and a half, up 1 and three quarters. Last trade up 6 and three quarters. September 5.23 unchanged. Last trade down 2 and three quarters. December corn 5.22 and a half, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 5. March for next year, 5.36 and a quarter, up 7. Last trade down 7 and a quarter. May corn of 09 at 5.37, up 2. Last trade down 10. In the beans, the May contract opened at 12.10 and three quarters, up 3 and three quarter cents. Last trade up 19 and a half. July 12.25, up 3. Last trade up 19. August 12.46, up 30. Last trade up 16. September 12.05, up 15. Last trade up 15. November beans 11.37, down 3. Last traded up 4 and a half. And January of next year's beans 11.59 and three quarters, up 8 and three quarter cents on the open. Last traded down 4 and a quarter. In the products, May soybean meal opened at 3.11.60, up 1.30. Last trade up 4.10. July bean meal 3.17.20, up 3.70. Last traded up 3.80. And in the soybean oil contracts, the May at 54.31, down 9. Last traded up 96. July 55.67, up 53 on the open. Last traded up 91. Joining us now, we hope at least for the pre-opening call here, is Brian Maple of FC Stone in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian. Are you with us? Evidently, he is not with us this morning. Let's here we go. How about that? There we go.
Hey.
One button talking. That I miss. You miss one button, you miss the whole thing.
There you go. I think that's what happened last Monday, actually.
Oh, goodness. We'll have to correct that. Well, we may be doing a little bit of correcting, I guess, today after the downside on Friday. Maybe some higher calls today on the Chicago Board of Trade?
Really downside most all week last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you dropped from low to top to high, you dropped roughly $3.70 out of the beans. You dropped almost $90 out of the meal. So stuff's gotten overdone to the downside. Now we're starting to pick up talk about China switching vessels from Argentina back to the U.S., mostly due to the strike at the ports down there, due to the taxes that Argentina has increased on their beans. So you've got stuff in a very oversold condition right now. It's due for a little bit of a bounce. I'm surprised it was as strong as it was overnight last night, to be honest with you. Crude oil was down all night last night. Gold was down most of the evening last evening. Right now, gold's come back a little bit, and the crude's bounced back to about unchanged. But I still don't think this market's really ready to take off and run to the upside. We're going to see a little jostling back and forth on the acreage report that comes out a week from today, and we'll see more and more talk about that as the week moves on. But I think you're overdone. You're due for a bit of a bounce, and that's what we're starting to see here this morning.
Reading anything from the CFTC report from last Friday?
Well, you know, the CFTC report actually showed the index funds increased their positions in corn out here, and it's going to be very interesting to see what the following week shows after the hard down that we had last week. These index funds, it looked like, or at least felt like to us, that they were starting to bail out of some stuff, and I tend to think they probably were to some extent. Bean market has totally turned over into a downtrending market at this point, and I think rallies are probably made to be sold in the beans right now.
How about your calls then on the board trade?
I'm going to go 15 to 20 better on the beans. I think your corn's going to be 3 to 5 better. Wheat's its own little animal out here. I could go either way on it, but I do think the wheat's turned over now also, and it's going to probably head its way just a little bit lower.
And what can you tell us today on the Mercantile Exchange?
Well, cash still looks like it's easier to me. It's steady this morning, but I think that we've got some work to do out here. Ultimately, I still look for these hog markets to get turned back around, beef markets get turned around. We just killed these guys on their feed values, so we're going to continue to see some liquidation. We got to work our way through that, so we may see some lower values on hogs first, but down the road, I think this thing pops back. Early on, though, I'd call futures a little bit easier to start.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Brian Maple of SC Stowe & Company in Indianapolis. Right now, looking at Wall Street, the Dow is up about 120 points at 12,482. The NASDAQ is up 32.5 points at 2291. And the S&P is up 18 at 1345. Partly to mostly sunny today in Champaign-Urbana, the high 46 degrees. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Joining us for the opening market report coming up at 9:47, or 9:49 rather, this morning. It's 9:01.